Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 101, Back to Our Roots. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today, we're going to take it back to our roots. When we started Real Facts on Real Estate, we started with the journey of helping agents learn to earn a lot of money in agency. We wanted them to make six figures and above. We wanted them to understand the difference between success in real estate and failure is usually a personal choice. Now, mind you, you may have to relocate yourself in the country if you're in the wrong area, if you're in a depressed area, you're in a low inventory area, or if you're in an area where these things just can't happen. That does happen. There are places that are a little more difficult than others. Selling rural, the reason it's difficult to earn as much is you just need to drive so much, you need to go so many places, and there's not the volume to support that type of number. So one of the first things you want to do when you pay attention to how much you're going to earn is pay attention to the market that you land within. I'm not saying to choose based on one thing or another as far as how you go. You need to look at the volume that actually goes through, because it's fine if you're selling 100, 200 houses a year at certain price categories, and in other price categories, you could have sold 5 or 10 and still been in that same volume. So you need to understand your volume and metrics that you get into. But understanding today, we really just want to switch back to making sure we focus on agents. Over time, kind of wandered the path a little bit. We went over more stuff just real estate professional-wise, but I realized after looking back at the episodes, looking where the demand was and kind of following up on all the questions that I've asked over the years, and it turns out, turns out that people were really interested in finding out more about becoming real estate agents, about becoming successful real estate agents, and then how to grow their income past that six-figure mark and get their commissions earned over that million-dollar mark, which means they're making really good money in real estate, having a fun time, building teams, doing all that matters. So we're going to work to make sure that we can help agents grow to learn to make six figures and beyond. So that's a big goal for this year. We're going to be going over all sorts of things like selling and buying and guiding your clients and how to make that high income and then how to just continue to perpetuate the cycle. But ultimately, it's about teaching agents to sell like professionals to ensure that they get a quick payday and that it's consistent. Because remember, it's one thing to get paid a big commission, it's nice, it's great, you close a sale, but the truth is, as soon as you get that new client, it's on to the next as far as the mindset of you need to be landing more clients, because if you're always in the driver's seat doing the job of real estate agent and not doing the job of marketer, not doing the job of networker, then you're going to have up and down cycles to your whole entire sales process. We'll talk more about that in future episodes, just the idea of you need to constantly be marketing, which this podcast is now is going to head in a direction where we give you a lot more information to help you not just learn what you should do, but step-by-step guides to how to do it, how to implement it, where it's been done before, real life stories about how I've seen it and other people I know, as well as people that I've read their materials, what they know. I'm going to share all that information because one of the things in real estate that's so important is to always be learning, to always be taking in new content, because ultimately the more we know as real estate agents and brokers, the more that we can do to support our client. Say, for instance, you have a client that says, you know, I went down to Bank of America, I applied for the home loan, got denied. Some people will allow that conversation to dead end there, whereas the more advanced agent is going to say, have you checked in with other places other than just that Bank of America, knowing that there are other products that their client may fit into. And I know a lot of people get confused as to what their full job is, but you're the fiduciary. So if you know about another product that they could land in and they could possibly get out of being a renter and start building equity, then it would be a fiduciary duty to let them know that. But again, without the education of the different loan products and what's available out there, how can you really help them? So being an educated agent ultimately means you earn more money. And that's what this whole podcast was about. The reason the podcast was started was to get great free information to people about how to be successful in real estate as an agent. And like I said, over time, we took a little wander. But one great thing that's happened since the conception of this group is we've also got the Facebook group, over 1,000 people, lots of great contributors over there, lots of free information. We have the weekly newsletter that goes out, gives people the updates, everything going on, which includes the most recent blogs, because we also have a blog that pairs with this, putting out great information again, how to be successful in real estate, how to make more money right away, and how to not just make more money, but bring it to that level where you're the next top producer in your area. And then last but not least, we have the website realfactsonrealestate.com. That's where you can find links to everything from the podcast all the way through the whole entire Facebook group, everything. It's all right there. You can sign up for the newsletter. That way you can see everything going on in one platform. I think this year is going to be really exciting and a lot of new aspects of, I used to bring in a lot of guest speakers and COVID-19 and whatnot came through here and it was tough to just keep everything in line, but this upcoming year is going to be a lot of really, really, really good expert agents that can give you guidance. And I'm also going to bring some brand new ones on. I'm going to bring some from my real estate company here over at Movementum Realty. I'm going to bring them on so that they can talk to you about their experience in onboarding, what they went through, what they were nervous about, and what went what way when they joined the company and how they found success right away in real estate. So it's really important to understand that a lot of times when getting into this industry, hesitations come up. Lots of hesitation. One of the biggest ones is, when will I get my first paycheck? Lots of people, that's basically interview question number one while I'm out interviewing is, when will I get my first paycheck? Which back in the day, I can tell you, I started in real estate about 12 years ago now. And you just basically had to get in and work your what they call circle of influence, which are the people that you know that would know you. You tried to get a hold of all of them, let them know, hey, I'm now in real estate, and then just continuing to farm with them, going to areas and taking in cold calls and just really getting lists and just making that phone ring and basically keeping your fingers crossed and praying you come along to something, buying maybe newspaper ads, putting things like magnets out. There was lots of stuff that we did back then. But one thing that we didn't do back then that we didn't have was the internet set up the way it is today. Nowadays, we have sites like Realtor.com, Zillow.com, we have OptCity, we have HomeLight, we have all these different options to get leads immediately for buyers. Now, some people argue they don't like these sources or that they're evil or all these things. Well, I'm going to tell you that as a business person, sometimes we have to do things that actually make us money. So it's all about return on investment. So if you're getting a return on your investment for using a lead source and it helps you get started and helps you get a paycheck right away, I wouldn't be that quick to rule it out. Well, I certainly think that a lot of agents have become lazy in the idea of that they have these lead sources so they don't do the old way whatsoever. I think that's completely wrong because I think honestly, these are basically when you're looking at a cake, these are the frosting on the cake. Without the cake, you're just eating a big pile of frosting, which is sugary and sweet and it tastes great at first, but it goes stale on you very quickly. Whereas when you're eating a cake, you could eat the cake without the frosting and you still wouldn't feel sick from doing it. So I think you got to get that meteor business together, which is your core, which is that circle of influence. But when it comes to that age-old question of how long to a paycheck, well, depending on the company coming to work for and where you're going, if their phones are ringing inbound, you may have a paycheck right out the gate. You might immediately land the right phone call, get out there, show the property, and write an offer. I've seen it happen. I've seen offers within less than a week of starting with the company. Why? Because there is inbound traffic, and we work very hard to continue to build that, not only through paid sources, but through our websites and other things to attract people back to our agency, because ultimately, your job as a real estate agent is to get your own leads and to get your own people. But our job as a real estate brokerage is to try to help, try to get it done. So we try to feed as many leads to our agents as possible over here at Movementum. But again, this year is going to be a really exciting one. We're really back to our roots. We're going to be talking all about real estate selling. We want to help agents learn to list more houses. I think that's a big goal for 2021. Right now, we have a very lacking limited inventory. Well, just under 3,300 homes for all of Massachusetts in the single family category, which means that lots of agents are spending time on the buyer's side, but not as many people are chasing listings. Of course, are there, you know, other limiting factors? Yes. But I would say our lack of ability in the industry to recruit listings over the years has happened. Some of the older agents that have been around for a long time, not older age-wise, but older years in-wise, they tend to be the big listing generators. They tend to be the ones that are always putting up new properties for sale. And we always have to ask ourselves, why is this? And it's because some of the new principles that have been learned take away from the idea of doing the old principles of how you do it. So I think a good combination mixture of old school, new school is going to be what really leads. In 2021, I've been saying it's the year of why refi when you can rebuy. So instead of refiing the existing house you have, you sell the existing house you have, take the equity out, put it in the new house, have a lower interest rate, and end up with a lower payment in a bigger and better home, or end up at a lower payment in a smaller and more efficient home, depending on which direction you're moving in. But refiing right now means that you're going to have an amazing rate, which means that you can afford more, or you could afford the same but for less. So make sure, even if you're not rebuying, refiing, make sure you're helping people with the refi and understanding that they need to check out their mortgages. So this is a great reason. Real estate agents are always looking for listings. You're always looking for reasons. Calling somebody to talk about the why refi when you can rebuy and talking about the refi just brings up real estate, usually opens up their mindset to let's talk a little bit about real estate. So I would highly suggest taking that on. And then really, I guess, guys, one of the things I'm most excited to do is talk more about the most modern techniques in lead generation. I know we just talked about back and forth of both sides of the equation, but I want to teach you guys how to generate those leads, because I know you guys are listening to the podcast. You obviously want to take your level to the next level. You're already here, so I know that you're already finding some success, but it's time to take that level of success again up and over that six-figure mark so that you can really be comfortable in your job and enjoy selling real estate. I look forward to this year, guys. It's a really, really exciting time for me. I look to put on about 150-plus agents to Movementum Realty, which means we're hiring at least three a week. If you're looking for a job in real estate, thinking about jumping on board, feel free to reach out. If you're an existing agent, just want to find out more about our company, feel free to reach out to me here at Movementum. As well as if you have any friends or family that are in the industry and you think they should know about us, please share. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends and family to subscribe. Jump over there, check out all the other features like the blog, the Facebook group, the website. And ultimately, guys, let me know if there's anything more that I can do to help you grow, to learn, to earn more money in real estate for the year 2021. Thanks for listening this week, and I'll talk to you next week.